The news in brief. In Egypt, voting continues for a second day in the country's first parliamentary elections since the ouster of former dictator Hosni Mubarak. A massive turnout was reported on the first day. The elections followed days of protests for an end to military rule. Russia's foreign minister has dismissed calls for an arms embargo on Syria. He also warned against imposing ultimatums on President Bashar Assad's government. Sergei Lavrov said Syria's problems cannot be solved by ultimatums and reaffirmed Moscow's call for a political settlement. In Tehran, police have prevented students from entering the British embassy. This after a number of students from several universities tried to enter the compound. Police say the security situation is under control. In northern Tehran, police has been stationed at a second British diplomatic compound. The first trilateral committee of Iran, Turkey and Azerbaijan has started operation in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Deputy foreign ministers of the three countries have discussed a draft agreement on economic cooperation. They also decided on the timing of the next meeting due to be held in Azerbaijan. Pakistan has decided to boycott an international conference on Afghanistan's future. Islamabad's decision comes in protest at a recent US-led airstrike that killed dozens of Pakistani soldiers. Officials say the attack violated Pakistan's sovereignty. The international conference is due to be held in Germany on the 5th of December. US-led foreign troops have killed at least five Afghan civilians, including three women, in separate attacks. NATO says the dead were civilians, were militants rather, but local witnesses insist they were civilians. Last week, a US-led airstrike killed seven civilians, most of them children. Eurozone finance ministers have met in Brussels to save their currency. The regional leaders hope to expand the European Financial Stability Facility to about 1 trillion euros. The possible expansion of the fund is seen as key to preventing more Eurozone countries from being sucked into the debt crisis. And the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has said the economic impact of Europe's debt crisis threatens the global economy. It warned that policymakers around the world must be prepared to face the worst. It also said a breakup of the Eurozone can no longer be ruled out.